Thank you. So I just want to reflect a little bit more, and then we'll have a song, and then you'll have a chance in a little while to write your own proverb around your tables. But let me just... this is where I was looking for this a moment ago. Right, so I have here something. It's not a moral compass, but it is a literal compass. You seen one of them? Have you seen one of those before? Yeah, good. I was thinking, does anyone actually use a compass nowadays in these days of sat-nav? This compass, as you'll probably know, points north. And it's always quite interesting to me because when I look out of my house, the front of our house, which is just over there, I look out the window and think, well, I am looking south here, or actually I think I'm looking west there, but I'm looking more south when I look out of my house. Anyway, that's by the by. But it points us in the direction of north, and this is very useful if you are in a place that you don't know, possibly walking across countryside with not many distinguishing features. Hopefully you might have a map with you, but the map and the compass together help you find the way to go. Thing about a compass, though, is, it will point to true north, which, should you want to know, north is that way. Yeah, ish. Well, might be that way anyway. No, hang on, put it down there. It's more that way. Okay, so you've got to hold it right. We'll come back to that, Paul. There's always some clever clogs that jumps the gun a bit, particularly a former pilot. So it might be very important. So I, going back 5 years, as some of you will know, I did a certain very long walk in northern Spain. And it lasted, let me say it's the Camino, get that out of the way. But there was one time I remember when Daniel, a guy that I'd met, we were walked together for most, pretty much the first week. We stopped at a hostel overnight in Logrono. Like everyone else, really, we got up very early the next morning to leave the hostel and get on our way on the next day's journey. And as we were going, it's very gloomy. And generally speaking, there are signs that show you the way to go, but we missed the sign. And we were walking out of this city of Logrono down slightly the wrong path. We discovered this only after we'd gone about a mile down the wrong path. And we thought, this is strange because it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. There are no other pilgrims out here either. And we realized that very quickly, having walked about a mile, we were already about a mile from where we were meant to be, going across country. So we could have gone back, retraced our footsteps, found the place where we'd gone wrong, or we could have gone across. We decided to go across. This was probably a mistake. It would have been easier to go back. Anyway, rather tortuously, we found our way eventually back to the right path. And it wasn't much of an error. We just kind of missed the turning as we went. And instead of going in that direction, we went sort of in that direction, possibly about, I don't know, a 10 degree, 15 degree error, according to the compass. Now, if only we'd had a decent map and a compass to point us in the right direction. Now, so just 1 degree out. I mean, 360 degrees is the compass. North, magnetic north, is naught. Just 1 degree out, and we would be on the wrong course. 5 degrees, 10 degrees, you'd very quickly be further away from the course. And the further you go in that wrong direction, the further you are from where you're meant to be. Now, as Paul has interjected, true north, the magnetic north. Those of us who are map readers will know that you do have to adjust a little bit because magnetic north is not quite the same as true north, which is the North Pole. And in fact, it shifts. But in September 2019, Paul, magnetic north was actually identical to true north.
That's where you were.
In Greenwich. And Greenwich gives the origin to time, doesn't it? And so Greenwich is the right place to do it. So there were actually a line, but yes, you have to bear that in mind. But what I want to say is we have to direct our thoughts in the right way. We have to follow the right path. We have to go in the right direction. Now, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 2, which is one of the on the little cards that are on your table, and you can colour those in, you can take them away if no one's coloured them in before you do here, and take them home if you like. It says, tune your ears to the world of wisdom. Set your heart on a life of understanding. Now, a lot of that wisdom is not specific to the Bible, but a lot of it is. And there is much wisdom gained over the years, isn't there, from perhaps our parents, the homespun wisdom, that helps keep us on course. But there is also much wisdom in our Bibles and through the Proverbs, which, as Jeff said last week, well, it's in some ways it's quite hard work to read them through back to back. You need to stop because there are so many individual Proverbs. Once you get past chapter 9 of Proverbs, they're like staccato, you know, this and that. I did listen to Jeff's sermon. I was elsewhere and noted that he was carefully quoting selectively and mentioning wives. And this one springs to mind that's in Proverbs. I'll change it. I'll politically correct it. A nagging spouse is worse than a dripping tap, or like a dripping tap, actually. But actually, it's his wife there, but anyway. But it works both ways, doesn't it? But there are things that actually, they are true, aren't they? You need to sort of think about them and unpack them and unpick them and yes, not direct them to one gender or the other. But you need to think about those. But I want to, as we think about the compass again, let me turn us to the New Testament briefly. In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, we are urged to fix your thoughts on Jesus. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. And then later on in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the writer talks and encourages us to fix our eyes on Jesus. So fix your thoughts on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And so I want to say, before we sing in a moment, that the Proverbs that we have in the Bible, and yes, it would be good to sort of dip into them from time to time and read a few of them and think about what they mean to you. But the Proverbs, and indeed the whole of the Bible, gives us wisdom to help us to fix our thoughts and our eyes on Jesus. And that will help us to stay on course in our lives. And I think that we can say and we can remember that Jesus is our true north.